figure 2. On the left panel is saccadic initiation times in milliseconds to the physically larger and physically smaller digits. On the right panel is proportions of first fixations made to the physically larger digit as a function of saccadic initiation times grouped into four bins, bins 1, 2, 3, and 4, from fastest to slowest and with 95% confidence intervals. Starting with the left panel, the x-axis of the bar graph is labeled digit size, and the y-axis is labeled saccadic initiation time in milliseconds. There are two variants under digit size. From left to right, they are small and large. The y-axis starts at 200 milliseconds and increases in increments of 10 milliseconds to a maximum of 340 milliseconds. For small digit size, the saccadic initiation time was approximately 315 milliseconds, with a 95% confidence interval ranging from 300 to 330 milliseconds. For large digit size, the saccadic initiation time was approximately 275 milliseconds, with a 95% confidence interval ranging from 265 to 290 milliseconds. For the right panel, the x-axis of the bar graph is labeled bin, and the y-axis of the bar graph is labeled proportion of first fixations on the physically larger digit. There are four variations under bin. From left to right, they are 1, 2, 3, and 4, with 1 being the fastest and 4 being the slowest. The y-axis of the graph starts at 0 and increases by 0.1 up to a maximum of 0.8. For bin number 1, the bar reaches a proportion of approximately 0.5 with a 95% confidence interval ranging from 0.45 to 0.55. For bin number 2, the bar reaches a proportion of approximately 0.4 with a 95% confidence interval ranging from 0.33 to 0.45. For bin number 3, the bar reaches a proportion of approximately 0.4 with a 95% confidence interval ranging from 0.33 to 0.45. For bin number 4, the bar reaches a proportion of approximately 0.28 with a 95% confidence interval ranging from 0.20 to 0.33.